As beloved David Lloyd speaks his heart to us, our beloved, mighty I Am Presence, bless him and thank him always and keep us always aware of his feeling of love to life. So wherever we abide, we too can be a raising power to all life until all stand ascended and free in the ascended master's octave forever. Beloved ones of the mighty Saint Germain's family, it is again my privilege and my pleasure to take you deeper into the thought and the feeling that is as surely raising mankind as that the individuals exist in this world. I want you to feel tonight the great privilege that is yours and it is ours in awakening mankind once again to the desire to fulfill the great divine plan of life, and to close the door on the distress of the last 2.5 million years. Because in the returning of the world and all upon it, into the luminosity by which the purity is maintained, and the accomplishment of the ascension is again brought forth the original divine way, it is a far greater task than you understand, and it requires far greater release of the sacred fire than any individual has any concept of at this time. In your desire to attain the ascension, the original divine way, there comes an awakening, just like a flame passing through the emotional bodies of all mankind. All life in this world is aware of the wave of that light and the passing of that sacred fire through the energy of the emotional body and through the mental body. And it is an awakening again into the realization of the great divine plans, happy fulfillment of the destiny of each life stream. And it is not the work of a moment to take mankind out of individuals, human creation of the centuries. But nevertheless, as the flame in the heart begins to reach up and desire to fulfill the design of the divine plan of the higher mental body, once that flame begins to expand, it will surge and continue to surge with a certain cosmic pressure from our octave of life that will eventually bring it to the fulfillment of its cosmic victory. So when you desire to attain the ascension, the original divine way, you're doing a great deal more than just lifting yourselves to your eternal freedom. You are a raising power to all life. And every time you desire the divine way to do a thing, there comes back to you a release of the sacred fire by which your desire can be fulfilled. And if you will remember, beloved Saint Germain's reference to the Blessed Godfrey's desire to see the ascended masters. And that desire had become so strong that the cosmic law had to see it fulfilled in outer manifestation. And so it is with you. When a few of mankind begin to desire to fulfill the great divine plan, the original divine way, that desire, since the feeling world of mankind is one and the mental world is one, your desire for what is right ramifies and continues to flow out into the mental and feeling world of all life, not only human beings' life, but the life of animals, the plant life, the life of this world. Every desire that you have for anything constructive goes on and on as a raising activity to life wherever that vibration flows. And therefore, to divinely desire the fulfillment of the great divine plan brings always its blessing to all the life in the world. And when you begin to desire the original divine way of doing anything, you cannot desire that without the greater life beginning to release to you the greater wave of the sacred fire by which you can accomplish the fulfillment of your desire. So be very careful what you desire. And when you understand what you could have by just the great, joyous, loving release of yourselves into the complete control of your mighty I Am presence and higher mental body, with no thought or desire for anything except just the awareness of its presence filling you and your world with what it desires for you, you would have so much infinitely more of perfection than you could even imagine in your wildest use of your imagination. Now, I speak from experience, because in those long years of my experience in searching for the man that could help me to my ascension, you have no idea what the intensity of my feeling built and what power it accumulated until the final moment of my victory. And that desire, the energy I concentrated in that desire, was the raising power that helped me to the fulfillment of my desire. And so it is with you. So it is with all life. When you desire that which is of God and continue to desire it, the very intensity of your desire draws back into you and your world the power to fulfill it. So never feel discouraged. Never, ever feel that any earnest effort is wasted, for it is not. Anything constructive will always raise all life, substance, and energy into something that is better. And while destructive forces, through their evil, seek always to desecrate and destroy that which is of God, Yet, my dear ones, in their desire to do that, they shut off all ways and means by which they could have help until they desire God. And I want you to see what this means. To life streams come and go in an embodiment with no thought at all of the fulfillment of the great divine plan. They are pushed here and there like a boat on the ocean without pilot or rudder. Battered here and battered there until the human stubbornness goes down and allows the desire of the higher mental body to come into the energy of the outer self and release its power to raise the outer self into the greater perfection that is the fulfillment of the divine plan. And then I want you to see, and I want to show you what it means to call for the love of the sacred fire into yourselves and then pour that love of the sacred fire to everything in the outer world. That sacred fire love is the disconnecting power that makes every discord disconnect from you and your world and drop away of its own weight. And you will never realize until you're completely ascended. Did you get that? I said completely ascended. Do you realize you're partly ascending now? Thank you. The reason I said that was because your mighty Saint Germain said to you, once you become aware of your mighty I Am presence and you begin to call it into action and recognize your ascension has begun. And once you become aware of what you can do to free yourself by calling the love of the sacred fire into yourselves and into outer world conditions, how you free yourselves, you'll never realize how important it is until you are completely in our octave forever. But I am come to remind you and to try to make you feel the power that you have all the time to keep calling forth the great central sun's sacred fire love into everything of the outer world. It just lifts it by the very intensity of the flame. So, blessed ones, be not discouraged when you look at the outer world. It is changing, perhaps not as rapidly as all would like, but I assure you the light in its cosmic action is expanding, and there has not for centuries in any age ever been released into the outer world the desire and the calls for the sacred fire from the central sun that you blessed I Am students have poured forth in this I Am activity through the years. Not in the entire history of the earth has that much desire gone forth in a call to the heart of the central sun for the release of the sacred fire for the ascension of all. So it is raising you far more rapidly than you understand. And it goes on in its raising activity to the earth. And when it reaches a certain point, I assure you the people will awaken just as certainly as they exist. And when the sacred fire appears, they'll either understand it and love it, or they will bow and give obedience until the evil in them is consumed. For there is no escape for evil. Evil must be annihilated. And therefore, when you desire these magnificent activities of the sacred fire to come into yourselves and do these things that produce greater perfection and bring about that change harmoniously, you are establishing a permanent raising force into the structure of earth itself. So, blessed ones, when I said that I blessed everything at the moment of my ascension, everything that had ever touched my life stream, whether it was harmonious or otherwise, I just blessed it with the sacred fire. I let it go. And oh, you will never know how much pressure you struggle under until you are free from it. When it completely lets go, you will experience a joy, a relief, an ecstasy of that world of love, which is God's heart and was the original way you were always intended to enjoy. The original divine plan of embodiment never contained the struggle through which you have passed. Never. There have been planets and systems of suns that have come forth and fulfilled the great glorifying plan of the universe, and not one shadow of distress or discord ever touched those manifestations. And so is it going to be in this world, except as we close the door on the hordes of human creation, we also will close the door on the memory of the discord. But God's universe never included a plan of discordant manifestation. And so in order to be free from the discord, you must at all times call the great central sun, sacred fire love, in and around yourselves as a raising power to take you out of the distress, to disconnect you from its substance. And then, as you gain your freedom, that sacred fire goes on and on into that substance and energy and continues to purify it until it is returned to its original purity. So no matter what you do in the use of the sacred fire of the great central sun's love, you bless yourselves, you bless all life, You bless the world. You raise all that you contact. And whatever you do, by that use of the sacred fire, is permanently done. When you see how much the world needs that love from the central sun, you will not miss an opportunity to call the great central sun's sacred fire love of cosmic control into the physical conditions of this world to control them until they are purified, rebalanced, and set into action to fulfill the great divine plan. So, blessed ones, I hope as I make you feel the freeing power of this sacred fire, I hope you will use it daily in and around yourselves, that you may feel the release from the pressure and the strain and the struggle of the conditions of the outer world. And while yet unascended, you may have a very great deal of this sense of lightness and freedom from connection with the destructive forces until they are completely removed. As you go on in the full realization of how the great central sun's sacred fire love can transmute conditions and close out that which creates discord, when you begin to see it work, when you begin to feel the relief, then you will understand what I mean. And if it takes too long, I will come and visit you more often to remind you of it. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? When you begin to realize the power in the great central sun's sacred fire love, once you begin to experiment with it to correct conditions that have opposed you, once you become aware of how it can transmute those conditions, you will not forget to use it. And I tell you this night, if with your fierce determination you turn to your mighty I Am Presence and say to it, my beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, free me from everything that is not the great central sun's love of the sacred fire that is master of all, free me from all else, and make me thy sun presence. I tell you, tons of struggle can drop away from you overnight if you will experiment. You will miss the tons of pressure. You do not know yet what power you have to free yourselves by simply pouring to life everywhere the great central sun's love of the sacred fire. Because that is the love from the heart of the central sun that does all things well and does not produce discord anywhere. If discord exists, it dissolves it. But it goes on its way with a freedom that brings joy to life forever. So, blessed ones, I hope you will experiment with this, of just blessing life everywhere with the great central sun's love of the sacred fire, and go on your way. And tonight, if you could replace all resentment, all criticism, condemnation or blame, and all rebellion against conditions, with just the constant call for the great central sun's love of the sacred fire, just let it go forth into outer conditions and be unconcerned as to when they change. You would find them changing very much more rapidly than otherwise would be. You can even call this forth as a mantle about you to keep away the pressure of outer world discord and the imperfection that has been generated by mankind. And I tell you, the only comfortable place to live, when all is said and done, when you've experienced everything that's ever taken place in this world, the only real comfortable place to live permanently is the sacred fire, great central sun love. When you call for the love of the great central sun sacred fire as your home, your business, your world, your atmosphere, everything you do, and continue to do that, it will reveal itself. I will need to say no more. It will unfold within and around you. It will reveal what it can do. And the powerhouse of the universe will have come to abide with you. So go forward and experiment with it tonight. I'm not giving you any advice. I'm just offering you an opportunity. You precious ones, if you remain standing just a moment, I have just this to say. If you want freedom enough, you will do this from tonight. And if you do it, your freedom will come very, very quickly. So I enfold you in my feeling of what the freedom is that comes with that love of the sacred fire. And may it be a mantle about you to forever release you from the pressure of all in this world that is not the great central sun's love of the sacred fire, of your eternal freedom that lifts you unto your ascension as you have called. Accept it tonight. Go forward and use it, and be free from the distress of the outer world till that hour when you come to us for eternity, and no pressure can ever touch your life stream again. Thank you with all my heart's love for your presence here tonight, and good night. Won't you be seated, please? Thank you, beloved David Lloyd, for your love to us tonight and your reminder of just what that love can do for us. For without it, we cannot have the victory, I know. We ask you to clothe us with your feeling of the importance of that which you have given tonight, that we may use it, and everywhere we go, bring freedom to life forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of the great central sun's love of the sacred fire, so blazing that we love it with such intensity. It surges everywhere and controls everything forever, and we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction charge us and clothe us with the victory of your own heart's love to that sacred fire, and hold it about us forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, blessed David Lloyd, and all who direct the great central sun's sacred fire to this earth and the love that it brings to free all for eternity. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumars, the seven mighty Choans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to clothe us with your visible, tangible, luminous presence and the sacred love of the sacred fire from the great central sun and the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. And then, beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the great central sun's love of the sacred fire, let it consume everything that is of human creation in this world as soon as possible. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am, St. Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements. Our beloved Dawn of Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God, victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding love from the great central sun. As its sacred fire enfolds the earth, we ask it to be intensified as quickly as possible and forever be done with the hordes of the shadows. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask it to flood forth all it contains, the outer use of those on this radiation, expanding worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations necessary, and all of the great central sun's love of the sacred fire necessary to be the final moment that commands and compels the hordes of evil to be removed from this universe for eternity. And we thank you.